This is a PSA about non-disabled people referring to disabled people who hold a job as overcoming their disabilities. Please don't. That's really the whole PSA. But if you want elaboration and context, please read on. I did an online search of, quote, stop saying overcoming disability, and I still just got inspirational quotations about overcoming disability and how exciting a prospect that is. It makes it hard to recognize not everyone feels this way. When a disabled person makes it in the working world and still has their disability, this is because they surmounted barriers like disability, along with other types of discrimination, or found an accessible type of work, or got appropriate accommodations. Keep in mind that some disabled people don't work because if they do, they'll lose their benefits. But just because you have a job doesn't mean you suddenly don't need supports and services, or that you earn enough to pay for them yourself and pay your rent and maybe eat every day. For my blog audience who might want to use me as their yardstick of what's possible after a traumatic brain injury, and any of the other disabilities I have which you might not know about because I hide them from you, I'm not a very good yardstick. How am I able to accomplish as much as I do with this medical history while others don't? My privileges, coming from a white, well-off, educated family, the advantages that come with my TBI and other impairments not being life-threatening, but anyway, I have great insurance and access to very good, albeit ableist and emotionally draining, medical care and rehab. My stress reduction that comes from the Berg being lopped off my last name so the anti-Semites don't even know I'm Jewish. The wonderfulness that comes from being able to get to and pay for transportation, the internet, and to use written and spoken communication so that peers, friends, and resources are always right at my fingertips. Have I overcome my disabilities? I've recovered a shit ton from most of the impairments I've had, and you also can't feel the constant pain in my body. And if you had any idea how many people I call and email to get help on a regular basis, plus how many mistakes I make, deadlines I almost missed, interview questions I forget to ask even when I'm looking right at them. Don't conflate health-related recovery or improvement with overcoming. Don't view passing or masking your disability as overcoming. Don't mix up being successful with accommodations and access with overcoming. Don't forget that while some people are busy praising the amazingness of the disabled people who manage to break through, not everyone does, and it's not their flaw. Overcoming challenges is different from overcoming disability. The first is a necessity. The second is sometimes impossible. So let's work together on the first one.